This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The California law that compels pro-abortion speech from pro-life pregnancy support centers could be on its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Attorneys for as many as 75 such centers say the forced posting of signs telling women where to get free abortions is a violation of free speech. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas will be administering the oath of office to Vice President Mike Pence on Friday. Thomas is one of those justices held up as a pattern by President-elect Trump for future nominees. Nebraska pro-life advocates turned out in huge numbers in perhaps the first pro-life march this January. The 5,000 people who braved possible ice storms Saturday would be the equivalent of 20 or 25,000 people turning out in states the population of Washington or Michigan, or 35,000 in Pennsylvania. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, that big march for mostly pro-abortion women is being funded by George Soros, the same man who says he'll take 3 years to eliminate pro-life laws around the world. Australia has regained a strong opponent to assisted suicide. Noted bioethicist Professor Margaret Somerville has returned home from Canada to assume a position teaching ethics. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.